Life's getting better.
You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, it was a fascinating week last week with Chris Lambright and, of course, the inimitable Ray Stanford. And I had a comment from one of our listeners suggesting that Ray talks a little bit too fast. What do you think, Chris?
Well, that's, he's an excitable guy. He gets animated and excited about his work, and I'm able to keep up with him. So, you know, what can I say? He's trying to get as much information out to the audience as possible, so you can't fault him for that.
Also, he may figure the fact that he's an older gentleman and he doesn't have as much time as the rest of us, so he has to get in everything as quickly as he can.
Well, I think most of it's just excitement. You know, Ray's a very dedicated guy, and he doesn't get a chance, to share with a large audience his insights into his work. And it's, I think this is going to change real soon. I have a real good feeling about that.
Now, one of the other issues raised by some of our listeners over at the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com is the matter of where's the evidence. And I'll give you a background of this. Like a couple of 3 years ago, we had on Ted Phillips, who has investigated reports of UFO and paranormal activity in the Marley Woods area in the Midwest. He said he was putting up a website where he'd present a lot of this information. Now, he got a rudimentary website up, and then everything just disappeared. It's no longer up there. So he never followed up, and people were naturally concerned.
Yeah. Don't make promises, you know?
Sure, don't make promises you can't keep. Right. And the other one, I guess, is the one that some people may want to pick with Ray Stanford is he said on the show that he was going to work with you to deliver digital copies of his analog cassette tapes of one of his key sightings so you could actually hear what was going on, what he experienced, and that didn't happen.
No, he didn't think it was compelling enough, so he just said, forget about it. What am I going to do? Go fly out there to D.C. And break his door down? No, Ray isn't in this field for self-aggrandizement or fame or fortune. He's in for the science. And he's not interested in creating some sort of cult of personality around himself based on his work. And he's only interested in furthering our scientific knowledge. And YouTube and all these places that people want Ray to put his evidence, it just doesn't work that way in the real world of scientific investigation and research. You present to your peers or to a particular field the scientific hypothesis that you've come up with, and you show your corroborating evidence and your evidence that supports your hypothesis. He doesn't care about anybody else's expectations. He realizes that so many people have been programmed with a 1950s sci-fi view of UFOs that oftentimes what people think are UFOs aren't UFOs at all. It's just hoaxes and Billy Meyer beam ships and Adamsk hubcaps with ping pong balls. And, people just don't understand. That's what they expect to see from Ray's films. And unfortunately, that's not what you're going to see. You're going to see very long cylindrical objects that have other objects docking beneath them, shooting out other objects. I've seen stills from these films. I'm very, very confident that very, very soon we are going to see a major announcement from Mr. Stanford about his work and about the acceptance of his analytical process by mainstream science. You mark my words on that.
Well, that I think is going to be very helpful because I understand why people are skeptical. They say, well, everybody has the evidence up there. If you have all this compelling evidence that you say you have, where is it? If you look at the book that Chris Lambright wrote, well, the book only has paintings, illustrations of what they really look like. You can't tell. So I understand.
I've seen the original photographs, Gene, and Paracast listeners. I have seen
these
still frames. I've seen sequences of frames. I've seen some some films, some of the early films. Again, Ray is not out to woo the crowd, titillate everybody, create a cult of personality, create a buzz around him and his work. He is very quietly doing the heavy lifting, the heavy scientific analytical work that is going to be presented to the proper experts in the fields of magnetohydrodynamics and diagnostic propulsions and optical physics. He doesn't care about the gee whiz factor, because what people expect to see from UFOs does not conform to reality and the science of it. I'm sorry. So I support him. I'm his biggest fan. I've worked with him going on 8 years. I've written his entire life story down. It still remains unpublished because he doesn't feel there's really any need to put it out right now. He's not back on the map. So, you know, if everybody is so caught up in this whole ego gratification thing, in this gratification of, ooh, seeing a UFO, film or a really good photograph. I mean, you know, you're just going to have to wait. It deserves to be seen by mainstream science first, and then you guys will get to see it. Sorry.
We look forward to hearing more. Although it would help to see maybe an occasional photograph, give people...
I'll see if I can squirrel one out.
Yeah, I think that would help. They don't have to see the entire film if there's a legitimate scientific reason for it. I don't pretend to understand what he's doing other than what he tells us.
But hey, if you really want to see it,
sure.
Go to Washington, D.C. He'll spend 2 days with you and go through his entire presentation that's taken him 10 years to put together. He's willing to do that, not charge you. If you have a real genuine need to know and at least a fairly up-to-speed understanding of basic physics and especially some of the concepts he talks about, if you're going to be able to keep up with him, then you'll have the joyride of your life. Ray's the real deal. No one comes close in the field to Ray. And, you know, I'm sorry. I keep sounding like I'm an apologist for Ray Stanford. I'm not. I want to see him get the films out, too. I want to see all this stuff out there. I want to see him vindicated. Instead of all these boo birds like Angelo, like Lance, some of these people are on our forums, it just, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. They're going to find something to complain and bitch about. And when it comes to Ray, I don't care. I've seen the goods. I know what he's got. I want science to recognize this man's monumental achievement in the scientific community as it relates to UFOs. And it is going to happen.
Well, I hope it happens soon. I'm certainly very curious. But we have something that we're also would like to see happen someday in the future, which is, of course, disclosure. I'm skeptical of it. I know Chris is. But you participated with our guest this week in documentary film about disclosure. We discussed it a few weeks ago when we were meeting up over at the International UFO Congress just outside of Scottsdale, Arizona. And now this we will call the sequel, a much more detailed sequel. Tell us about it.
Well, we have Ron James from the Paranormal Media Group who's here visiting Arizona. We're at the tail end of a shoot. We're doing it's called a sizzle reel in Hollywood. It's a demo for a TV show that we're proposing. And we're actually going to get an entire, I think, episode out of the shoot, which has been going on all week. But what makes it interesting and I think really kind of is a lot of fun for me is we're shooting in 3D. We've had three 3D cameras that we've been utilizing for this particular project. And it's much more difficult to shoot with 3D. You have handcuffs on in terms of some camera motion and other things. But Ron and I have worked together now going on 8 years, seven, 8 years. It's been an up and down ride with him. He's out in L.A. now. We're going to talk about a number of projects that we've been involved with over the years, including the Disclosure Dialogues and the documentary film that won the Ebies this year. It could happen tomorrow. But Ron is a real visionary filmmaker. He's very interested in bringing conscious media to the masses, trying to break through some of the crotch-oriented, just very shallow media that this country is becoming more and more known for. And he's
don't get
to bring
me started. That could be another show and
a half.
Really could be. So we have Ron James joining us coming up next on
The Paracast.
You know, we develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting service. It's GoToMeeting by Citrix. All it takes is a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a two-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're talking about filmmaking in a sense, but it's filmmaking about stuff that concerns our fields of interest. We're focusing on a film that producer Ron James did with Chris, which is called It Could Happen Tomorrow, which is based on a 5-DVD set called The Disclosure Dialogues, kind of coalescing everything, giving us a great summary. It won this year's EPE Awards at the International UFO Conference. So this is an award-winning film that you two guys put together. Chris, why don't we have you and Ron explain the background and where we take it?
Yeah, Ron, why don't you go ahead and just kind of lay out how the whole project actually was envisioned and give us an idea of the difficulties of pinning down all these eminent ufologists for the project.
This whole project started in Laughlin about 3 years ago. And we
Laughlin, by the way, is Laughlin, Nevada, okay?
Okay.
It's where Laughlin, people Nevada. Go when you first get into Nevada on the way to Las Vegas. Coming from the west, that's where you show up.
International UFO Congress. So originally, until 2 years ago, moving to Phoenix, the International UFO Congress was always at the Aquarius in Laughlin, Nevada. So it was the largest UFO-type gathering, and that's where it was headquartered. And so we were there looking to shoot interviews with some of the luminaries of the field. And we had a little studio set up in one of the rooms. And we ran into a woman named Jennifer Stein, who was very active in MUFON. And she was also trying to shoot there, and she asked to borrow some equipment. And we all started talking about how really what we're doing is all about creating information and getting it out to people. And we decided to work together and share our resources. So before the event was over, we'd gotten some really good interviews with people like Richard Dolan and Paul Davids and Steve Bassett and Danny Sheehan. And we had, instead of just sitting them down in front of a curtain and just interviewing them by asking them questions, we actually sat them down with each other. And we set up three cameras and we filmed their conversation. And this was Jennifer Stein's idea. And what happened was a really unique synthesis of information, because you can go to an event like this and you can listen to the people, the presentations on the stage, and you can talk to them afterwards and you can buy their books. But very, very rarely, in fact, probably not really before we did this, has anybody had the opportunity to be a fly on the wall, so to speak, when these two people sit down quietly away from the crowds and compare notes. And
let me ask you a quick question, Ron, just a fast question here. Don't mean to interrupt. Do they even ever talk to each other about these matters?
Oh, well, you know that everybody that's in the field, they all know each other. So, you know, there's some friendships that are more solid than others, but there's different people doing different things, but all doing the same thing. Like, for instance, Danny Sheehan and Stephen Bassett. Danny Sheehan has he's an attorney, and he's got a very clear-cut way that he sees as a path to disclosure. Whereas Stephen Bassett, everybody knows, is an activist. He's very loud. He's antagonizing the government constantly about why are you not disclosing? You must disclose. We're going to send you a million faxes. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, the two of them in many ways are diametrically opposed on their approach to disclosure. So when you sit those two guys down and have them actually talking to each other about the whole situation, you really end up with a very, very interesting conversation. So do these people talk to each other? Of course. You know, when speakers are at an event, they're sitting behind the stage in the green room. They're invited to the speakers' dinners. There's all kinds of events that happen with these guys, you know, where they're invited to go places and gather. That's away from the crowd that comes and witnesses the event. So certainly the people with the speaker badges are always comparing notes and talking to each other and shaking hands and exchanging email addresses. And so what we've done with this film is allow anybody who wants to share in that the opportunity to be in on the private conversations among the greatest luminaries of the field.
So we have a situation here where they're going to have a conversation anyway, but we're listening in to see what they have to say. Now, in this kind of discussion where we have people like a Stephen Bassett, for example, who is obviously an activist and somebody we've basically confronted a few times on the PowerCast, the issue here, when he talks to somebody who has a different point of view, are you hearing those differences expressed in the course of this documentary?
Yeah, in fact, not to keep mentioning Stephen Bassett, but
that's okay.
Another section where he and Paul Davids, the producer of Roswell, they sit down and have a conversation about the history of government collusion and the mainstream media and the history of any cover-up, where Bassett, of course, is absolutely convinced that there's been collusion with the government all the way from the very first UFO movies made back in the early days all the way till now with Avatar, and that some kind of disclosure is consciously happening. And then, you know, Paul Davids will say, well, You know, I just don't really believe that. I don't think that there's some kind of government people controlling what Hollywood makes and what they say. And both of them have a really, really good point. And so it's a fascinating conversation to watch.
Yeah, and I agree. And sitting down, as I did at some point, I was brought into the process down the road a piece after a lot of these interviews had been conducted. You know, reviewing all these dialogues, it was very interesting to see how each of these investigators had their own kind of take on the subject and had their own personal bias when it comes to some pretty key points, and that is there a government cover-up? How much does the government actually know? Is there some sort of collusion with the media, with, you know, various cultural ways of disseminating this type of information? And it, to me, it was fascinating to see how each of these individuals, who are very, very knowledgeable, obviously, in the subject matter, how their own personal feelings about it did diverge. And it was very interesting to see the repartee and how the dialogues actually unfold based on the subject matter that some of these people are very passionate about. Of course, Stephen Bassett, as most of us know, is very, very passionate about the subject of exopolitics and disclosure. And there were a number of people that were in the piece that felt that this is all a pipe dream, me being one of them. I was one of three or four dissenting voices in the piece. And it's very interesting to see how these differences are presented to one another, and then how they come to a common point of understanding, in some cases agreeing to disagree. But I saw some minds being subtly swayed through the course of these dialogues, and that to me was very fascinating.
You know, I'm going to raise that question for you, and we're going to have to do our break in a moment. But maybe frame this question first, and then you consider it. Okay, so we have these dialogues, and as the title says, disclosure dialogues. You're talking about the subject, about the best ways to approach it, getting different points of view. And you suggest during the course of this that minds were being changed in some fashion. So maybe in our next segment, let's talk about who might have changed their viewpoint, maybe more than one person, because of the things they learned or discussed during these dialogues on disclosure. We're talking with producer Ron James, joining us to discuss the disclosure dialogues and the award-winning documentary based on that 5-DVD set called It Could Happen Tomorrow. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack. Of the Rockaways, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. We have producer Ron James, conscious media producer, as a matter of fact. And before we discuss that question about minds that changed, Ron, what does conscious media producer mean?
Well, you know, my basic definition of conscious media is media products that are designed to educate and enlighten and enrich beyond just media products that are designed to simply entertain. From a cold day in Panama City during spring break, Panama City, Florida, where I was filming MTV Spring Break wet t-shirt contests, I made a decision that I wanted to do something more with my video production career than create just mindless entertainment. And so since then, I've produced probably 100 different DVDs, all on the subjects of metaphysics, new science, contemporary health and nutrition, and just worked with the luminaries of the fields. In fact, last week I did a project with Barbara Marks Hubbard. I'm getting ready to start one that Marianne Williamson is involved in. I've worked with just a lot of people that are very well known, a lot of people that are shedding light on the planet. People often ask me, how come I also do this paranormal stuff in addition to all the quote-unquote spiritual work that I do? My answer is very simple. It's all the same stuff. When we begin to uncover the nuts and bolts of what manifests paranormal phenomenon, we are going to discover the nuts and bolts of what makes our reality. If we're able to prove the existence of something beyond our sight and our mind that is a living thing, and in essence prove life after death, or at least life beyond the veil, we have accomplished something that religion and science have been trying to do ever since the dawn of man. So the paranormal phenomenon is all tied in with everything that we're beginning to understand about our world and our reality.
Now, you did mention, by the way, Ron, that you did stuff that you call mindless. Like what? Just curious.
Well, you know, back when I first got started in video, I was doing a lot of commercials. So I was making TV commercials for everything from used car lots to oyster houses. And then, you know, obviously I worked on shows like, you know, MTV Spring Break. I worked on HGTV's Dream Home. I worked with Steve Irwin on The Crocodile Hunter. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of shows that they're only there to entertain. For instance, there was a time when I was doing a project with dolphins, and it was beautiful video of dolphins. And I thought, you know, how cool would it be to bring some, say, Sports Illustrated swimsuit models to the Bahamas and have them swim with the dolphins and document how they are transformed by the experience, where, you know, really portray through beautiful people the spiritual experience of swimming with the dolphins.
It's putting a human face on it, not just something for commercial purposes.
Yeah, and, you know, basically have some meaning in the production. And the reaction that I got was, you know, we're not that interested in swimsuit models having spiritual experiences, but if you're out there shooting it and one of them gets bitten by a shark, we want that.
And so, maybe their swimsuit falls off. We can have a Janet Jackson moment.
But the bottom line is that traditionally the mainstream media, the people that are in the business of selling toilet paper, Coca-Cola, and Doritos, they do not want to stick their toes into the waters of transformation. They really just are very happy with the status quo, and so are their sponsors.
Okay, so the one thing I mentioned in the previous segment, and this is something perhaps that you can go into, the question which was alluded to, I guess, by Chris, and that is, minds that may have been changed during the course of this disclosure dialogue procession? People considering their opinions and maybe modifying their stances?
You know, one comes to mind that's very dramatic, and that is when Richard Dolan, who is obviously the author with Bryce Zabel of The Day After Disclosure and a lot of other books, and he's a very renowned historian in the UFO field. And, of course, Danny Sheehan is the Jesuit attorney who has been in front of the Supreme Court and is constantly working between the religious establishment and the legal realm to forward disclosure on a grassroots basis. He's got a very different approach to disclosure. He's got a very different feel about how it could be accomplished and what's necessary. And by the time it was done, Richard, during the interview, actually says, you know what, Danny, I've never really thought about what you're saying in a way that's practical, but hearing you tell me about it, I really get it. And Danny's thing is that in order to prepare humanity for disclosure, we should begin on a grassroots level, starting with the churches and starting with the social organizations and communities, where we have people that are kind of paving the way for the information to come out. You can watch through this interview where, you know, Richard's not really that on board with that. As it gets to the end, they're actually talking about working together. So this is one of those rare moments, and we build the disclosure dialogues as a historical achievement. The reason we do that is because there will come a time when we already know that we're part of the galactic family, and people will look back at the definitive works that mark milestones in the process, and this will stand out as one of those things. The cast of characters, just about anybody who's anybody in the field, from Dr. Edgar Mitchell to George Knapp, George Norrie, Richard Dolan, obviously, Nick Pope, Peter Robbins, Dan Romanek, Jennifer Stein, Gary Heseltine, Paula Harris. We just have Linda Moulton Howe. Everybody is in it, and they're all...
Well, not quite everybody. There's three notable absentees.
Well, there's three notables that we left out for our own reasons, but we consider that it is very broad-banded with a huge amount of relevant people. Hey, Chris, I think he wants to know who you left out.
Well, Alfred Weber,
you know,
Michael
really
Sala,
like
Stephen Greer.
Answering that question.
Yeah, just in order, I think Michael Sala, Alfred Weber, and Stephen Greer are not included in the piece. I'm not sure. They were invited, I think, weren't they, Ron? Or what was the status?
We did invite Stephen, and we did invite, I mean, I don't really want to say anything about why people are not in it. Just some people turned us down, and some people we decided where they were going with their things just didn't really fit the film.
Now, I gather then, of course, that in making these decisions, you wanted to get a wide range of viewpoints covering a fairly wide spectrum of opinions about disclosure. It wasn't just taking the people that may fit into a specific litmus test, but taking people whose opinions might be considered more extreme.
Well, you know, extreme opinions are one thing, but people that are taking positions that just absolutely do not stand up to any kind of sound science whatsoever and advocating.
You mean like Alfred Weber?
Well, you know, I'm not really going to mention names, but sure. I mean, this is a guy who points at rocks and says that there's that these are people walking on the surface of Mars. And, you know, maybe, but the analysis does not bear that out. And, you know, other people are just very, very controversial in how they've conducted themselves and represented their credentials. And we feel like the people that we have in this film are very solid people with integrity. And we just wanted that to be the cast of people that were involved.
Now, when you look for disclosure, and this is another devil's advocate question that we could explore, when you look at disclosure or mention disclosure, obviously there's an assumption that the governments of our planet, specifically the U.S. government, has something they can disclose. They know something. They have guilty knowledge of what UFOs are, and we deserve the right to know what that information is, and that could be, of course, more than just a short discussion. It's a very extensive discussion about what did they know and when did they know it. So is that part of the argument that you've had to first say, we assume they know something, now let's discuss how we get the information? Or is that going too far?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, you know, George Knapp and George Norrie both, George Knapp comes right out during his piece where I'm personally interviewing him and him and I are talking, and he says, you know, I'm not sure they know what there is to disclose. We have Colonel John Alexander. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes an appearance where he says, hey, I don't think there's anything to disclose. George Norrie says the same thing. He not only feels like even if they did know stuff, disclosure is probably not going to happen, and that maybe they just don't know. And so there's plenty of people in this production with the opinion that, you know, maybe the government just doesn't really know anything. Maybe they know more than they're telling us, but maybe they know less than we think. And so this is a very well-balanced piece. We spared no journalistic integrity in putting it out and allowing all the viewpoints to come out. And, you know, Chris was very largely responsible for filtering that stuff out and making sure that we presented both sides of the story.
That's why Chris is here, one of the very key reasons. Plus his expertise, and he's a nice guy. By the way, there are lots of ways to contact us here at the PowerCast. You can write us, news@thepowercast.com. That's news@thepowercast.com. You can send us a tweet, The PowerCast. What else can we be? The PowerCast on Twitter. We have Ron James with Gene and Chris. You're in
The PowerCast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
The subject of disclosure front and center because of that film It Could Happen Tomorrow based on the Disclosure Dialogues, the 5-DVD set. Ron James joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And I'm asking a lot of questions, and I hope, it will whet the appetite of people to buy the 5-DVD set, which is, what, $30?
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. I mean, it's like Mad Magazine used to say, our price, cheap. $30 for five DVDs is cheap.
Well, you know, a lot of times, especially in these specialty fields, when filmmakers go out and they make a product, then they're like, oh, they're just doing this to make money. And you know what? I'll be the first to say, and let me just say it. Yeah, filmmakers need to make money. They need to make money to produce their next film. They need to make money to pay all those airfares. You know, this thing took us 3 years to produce. And so the idea that for some reason there's some kind of bad motivation behind wanting to create a film and get paid for it, I'm just poo-pooing that right away.
And well, also you have to pay the rent, you have to pay for the next meal, absolutely. You have to pay the electric bill. Do they expect people to work free? Hey, we're independently wealthy, we've got Bob Bigelow behind us, and therefore we can do anything. Sure. Steven Spielberg sent me a check for $100 million, go make a film.
Right, and for some reason, people tend to look down their noses, and you hear the comments all the time, oh, you just spit that out for the bucks. So, you know, let me just tell everybody, on behalf of all filmmakers everywhere, one, none of us are getting rich doing this. Even though we're charging money for what we do, we are doing it because it's a labor of love. And two, the fact that there's already a huge number, a couple at least, of very unscrupulous distributors that take films from people and make more money than they ever will off their films, it's very, very difficult in this business to even pay for your next film. And that being said, what we did with the Disclosure Dialogues, it's a 5-disc set. It's 12 hours of material. It has the fully produced documentary that won the EBE Awards, that won People's Choice and Best Film. And not only are we selling that for $29.95, which is half of what we could be getting it for, but we're also giving away a bunch of free stuff when you go to the website. You can this week, I think it's a free interview with Dr. Roger Lear and his subject that he's gotten a lot of evidence from. So nobody's trying to get rich off of this. We want all of you to be able to get your own copy, and you can do that at paranormalmediagroup.com. But that's our philosophy behind the film. we have to cover our costs, but we want everybody to be able to get one.
So you give spare value, give a lot of value for what you're selling, and you get, I guess, minimal profits. I mean, how much profit can you make from $29.95 and five DVDs? You can't.
Well, it's not huge, but the fact of the matter is we want everybody to have one. We don't want people to think, well, you know, I'd like to have it, but it's too expensive. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to sell like almost 5,000 of them to make up, and that's going to be very, very difficult to do.
Now, I understand people have to understand the economics here of the situation. In the UFO field, paranormal studies, very few books and multimedia presentations become bestsellers and sell 5 million copies. It doesn't happen. Most of the UFO books you read, they're lucky to earn out, which means they're lucky to recoup the advance if you can get one. So you get a few thousand dollars for that. I made a lot more money writing books about personal computers and technology than I ever could have earned as a UFO book author, except for just a very few books. And the case of the Disclosure Dialogues, I don't want him to sell 5,000. It'd be nice if he sold 50,000.
Oh, we'd love to. You know, the 5,000 number is what it'll take to break even. But, you know, I have to say that I've had five films in the EBE Awards. No, I'm sorry, four. One year I had two at the same time, and that was the last year they were in Laughlin, Nevada. Every day that I come into my office and I look up at those two alien statues, if I never sold another copy, it's worthwhile. I mean, I know that it's not the Academy Awards, but it was an award I really wanted to win. And so there's certainly a large amount of personal satisfaction in doing this kind of work and actually getting recognized for it.
Now, in putting all this stuff together, I guess the other question would be asked here, and that is, what's on the cutting room floor? What didn't you have time to put in?
Ooh, good question. I wanted to put on the cutting room floor that's in there.
There's a couple of interviews that didn't make it. The one that we shot with Roger Lear and his person didn't make it into this production because they didn't really talk too much about Disclosure. So that's why we're giving it away as an extra. There was a couple of other interviews that didn't get in. There's a lot of single-person interviews. Like we have a full-length interview with Edgar Mitchell. We have a full-length interview with Stanton Friedman. We have a full-length interview with just a boatload of people I can't even name that we're just saving for something else. They all make cameo appearances, but the full-length piece is not included here.
So maybe you can have, like, a Disclosure Dialogues take two.
Quite possibly. There's people talking to us about that. And then also, I'm sure we'll put a compilation DVD together at some point. And what we're doing with our sales efforts is about every month we change it up and we offer something else as a bonus. So, like, right now, if you go to paranormalmediagroup.com, you can order that. You'll get the Roger Lear piece. And then you can also order a bonus pack. It's only $20 more, and you get the DVD I did with David Icke. You get Chris's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley DVD, and you get, I think, In Search of the Crystal Skull. So you get like almost $100 worth of DVDs for half of that. So
what's that site address? I want our listeners to hear that.
Pardon me?
What is that website again?
Oh, it's paranormalmediagroup.com.
Okay.
And Chris and I have produced probably five or six films together, and they're all available on there at really great prices. And we like to play. We like to package stuff together and offer people packages. You know, it's like, oh, two films and a free CD for X with free shipping. You know, just whatever it takes to get them out there.
Now, what kind of reaction have you had people who have bought it already and people who've seen the film? What have they said about it?
Chris, comments. You grabbed that. Well, I mean, yeah. You know, it did win the People's Choice Award at the EBE Awards, and people come up to us privately and they tell us that it's a very definitive collection. It's been through a couple of iterations. I think before we did the final cut, it was running a little bit long. And so, you know, people would be like, well, it's a little bit long. But, you know, we trimmed it down. We redid the edit a few times. We listened to what people said. And now we've got what we think is a pretty good main film.
So this becomes take two.
Yeah, I think the version that's out right now is like version three. We premiered the very first version at MUFON, that was very well received there. And then we did it. Jennifer and Chris and I sat down and had a conference, and we ended up doing a final director's cut, which is what is being released now. And what you get now is the EBE Award Edition. So it has the awards on the cover, and it's got everything's been remastered and redone. And so it's a special edition, and I think we're going to make 100 of those before we go back to the original cover. So it's quite an opportunity to own something very, very cool.
Now, is there a possibility of high definition here, or it wasn't shot that way?
Everything was shot in HD. We edited it down, obviously, for traditional DVDs rather than Blu-ray. But, all of the original footage is all on HD.
So can we pitch for maybe a high-definition version?
Yeah, it's probably unlikely just because of what it's going to take to do that. It'll cost thousands to go back through and redo all the material in HD. Like, we took the interviews, and they were shot in HD, but in order to really make them more interesting to watch and funner, when we put it in a DV timeline, we would recompose our shots, and we would put some camera moves on them and just some really cool stuff that's very fun to watch. So if we put out an HD version of that, it would lose a lot of that cool stuff that we did.
It's kind of like going back into the project and kind of having to redo it, which may not be a practical thing to do.
Yeah, especially since, it looks great on DVD, and a lot of people have DVD players now that up-res stuff to HD anyway. And then eventually, a couple of years from now, this will be available as a pay-per-view download-to-own kind of thing. So I don't think it's ever really going to need to go to full HD.
Does that make sense, too? Is it possible to offer at least the basic film that could happen tomorrow to an HBO, to a Showtime?
Well, if there's anybody out there from HBO or Showtime listening, I'd be more than happy to talk about getting it out there. It's certainly a nice piece, and there's people like Prometheus Productions working with the History Channel have done a lot of stuff, and Chris is involved in that show, and so is just about everybody we know. And they're doing a really nice, polished television version. It's just not as in-depth or as daring as what we do on our DVD stuff because, we don't have to answer to anybody. But I do hand it to them for what they're doing. They put out some pretty good work.
And I would think also when you have to deal with a network, there are compromises that have to be made. They may require you to re-edit everything. You never know. By the way, there are lots of ways to contact us here at the PowerCast. You can write us news@thepowercast.com. That's news@thepowercast.com. You can send us a tweet, The PowerCast. What else can we be? The PowerCast on Twitter. Or check out our forums, forum.thepowercast.com. Once again, that's forum.thepowercast.com. Sign up. Get in on all the action. We have Ron James joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.